Šešana sa amokim, hvatala sam šešana šešana sa amokim, if mi damo šešana, da stuća pri šešana, fajn. Kšojšano ben ahojhim, kein rajosi i ben abonois. You are like a šešana ben ahojhim. So Rashi says, what's the deal with the šešana ben ahojhim? Kšemenak ven oisa, that the thorns pierce the rose, and he emendes benoya ve'admi musa. And it stands in its beauty and redness. Kein ra'ayasi bein avonis. Mifatois oisa lirdaf acharem. Everyone is trying to get your attention. Liznois kemoisam. Everyone wants you to be like them. Acharei limachem. There's a lot of peer pressure to go against Hashem. V'yemedes be'emunasa. So that's the Indian of Shoshana bein achod. So the Goyin goes on this. And the Goyin says, Pirish ha-Shoshana she'emedes bein achodim hi'yakara ma'oid. A Shoshana that grows amongst thorns is much more valuable, apparently, than a Shoshana that does not. Why? Because amongst the thorns, there's nothing else that gives smell or beauty. So you stand out now. Oh, you're the only one. Vigam yoiser mishaymed is bein shari ilonis per ilonim peris shaaz reicha peris mevatlan is reicha veina nesenis reicha avak kashir med is bein achoichim in mishivatlos reicha vereicha nikar meoid. So if you're the only one providing smell, you're the only one, and v'loichein haymed is prepared to shein haroyis yishoyte to al ilonim haMichael v'lebitu eleo veina pekicha. So the first compliment is that you stand out. You're the only one doing X, Y, or Z, and you stand out. And this that you stand out is a reason. No, that's chashiv. That's your chashivs. You stand out. So that's number one.
He had there
came that. Right. The oid shedima oisa l'sheishana. Another comparison to the sheishana is kishar haperis ha'imdim bein achoichim. The achoichim doikrim b'hem. Most other flower, or most other vegetation, you have probably a good word for that, most other greenery or place, whatever, that's pricked by a thorn, and get a hole in it, and they're damaged. So a esrog, that's a thorn, that grows a crust over. So normal trees, apparently, if they get hit by a thorn, so there's nicker scars of the thorn. Ava shreshana, ava pisha doikrin ba, even though they get hit, choyzeres l'kamoisha haisa, machmas rachusa. Because it's soft, so it regrows around the nekev, ki'ilu was never damaged. Shehi raka v'lo ikhbasna, v'zeo shedima oisa l'shreshana. V'amar kain ra'ayasi bein ha'umais, which means kain Yisrael, v'hayu mabitim l'matzukais v'tlois, even if they get hurt and damaged, in the golos, lo yachushu al zeh, they don't let it shter them, loser me'emunasam k'tas, even to shter them one little bit. This is that midah. So on Purim, my thing this year was to try to find a piece of the gra to explain every word in Shoshana Yaakov. So I wasn't successful on every word, but on Shoshana, Shoshana Yaakov, I was successful. This gra, still to this gra. That what's the what? Why are we calling Klal Yisrael on the Chag of Purim Shoshana Yaakov? The Klal Yisrael is Tzahal V'Sameicha. So just call it Klal Yisrael. What's this whole poetic thing? Shoshana Yaakov. This is what the gra is saying. It's because the point is that even though we had the scare of the being of death and we were threatened and everything like that, what happens? We don't catch there from our emunah even one bit. Okay, we last through our emunah. So the midah of Klal Yisrael, when they survive an attack and their emunah is not nifgam and their emunah is stark, the midah of Klal Yisrael is the midah of Sheshana. So very appropriate, Shoshana Yaakov.
Yeah? Shmuck? Yeah. What's that? Because I'm trying, he says, I mean, is that Is that
Even
what
a little bit.
I'm saying? Is that what we see? It seems like we're very much influenced by the Gauls. No?
Yeah, but we bounce back. That's
Not
important.
influenced in our Muna, maybe in our Meisim. Okay, Klal Yisrael through the Gauls. It was never the Tsarist that caused Klal Yisrael to lose their Muna. There was other things. It's okay. The assimilation stuff. But Erlich HaYidin.
Are you saying specifically from the distant side of the
People
persecution?
have nisyonos in life, but he's saying that the need of Klal Yisrael is that a person's nifgam, he comes back full force. He doesn't let the
Are you
emunah shatter.
specifically from physical SARS? That's what you're saying.
Spiritual, yeah, the threats of the gauls, right?
Physical threat.
When matzuka is deploys, when right? Traditionally speaking, yeah, there were people, but how many? What was it traditionally speaking that when Klal Yisrael was forced and said, like the Ramban says, "Oitzalov, oitamos," Klal Yisrael didn't traditionally give in.
I was just reading an article this past week on from Mishpacha. They wrote how many fry people in these kibbutzim, the area, whatever. How these guys themselves who got malish beaten up now they became much more religious. I mean, very tremendous mental serious, but it's like the more they get beaten, the emunah
Right,
like rises up.
right. If Klal Yisrael lost their emunah in the Golos, it was only from care. It was only from the assimilation. That's what sucks. Right. A component is the way they're going to, which is really, if you think about it, I was getting excited and I was talking to the guy and whatever. It was all cool, but it's really that's a Rashi, huh? It doesn't sound as good, smart, but Rashi really saying this. It's a little different because Rashi's not focusing on your thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a spiritual thing. So that wouldn't be as good of a pshat in Purim. But according to the Gra, it's Gevaldik. Why are we saying Shoshana Zakon? Because this thing. Kleistel faced with the Tzara, and they come with the Shtak Emunah and they remain with the Emunah.
This is the Makar that Elijah's called Shoshan, right? From the Shir
That's
Shin.
why I looked this up. I was looking for this thing.
Same, but there's no like other place,
There's a
right?
few psukim in the
But
Shir Shirim.
I'm
No,
about
but
to say just
outside of
Shir
Shir
Shin.
Shirim, this is the
What?
outside of Shir Shirim, we don't find the reason that
Unfortunately, I'm
stuff.
not Bucky in Tanakh, but
what I know is from here. That's why I looked up here.
What's Yaakov? I don't know. I spoke earlier.
It's the next
Oh, okay.
single. Here's my notes from program.
That wine on
That's
the firm
this
title.
is the firm title. Yeah, I did my paper, it was on my table all the time. Okay, I don't know. I don't know why Jakob exactly. I left some stuff over for next year to go back there. Okay.
The thorns is getting beaten up
Yes.
from the
Yeah. So
Vayasi is our own.
Kenayasi bein Abonos means Klai so you're like a Shoshana. And what's the mile of being bein Achoichim? So Rashi says two pshatim. There are going says two pshatim. One is that you stand out more because Achoichim have no smell and they have no taste and they're not impressive. So there's not going to catch anybody's attention. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is that it's the Achoichim which cause damage to the Shoshana, and yet the Shoshana is able to overcome. Okay, the next piece in the going is like Pasuk Beis in Perek Aleph, like a huge long binyan of complicated concepts. So I don't think we're going to do all this in 3 minutes. So maybe we'll focus on Rashi and then we'll get to the going next week. It's a very complicated going. Sunday. Then so Hashem compliments us that we're like a Shoshana ben Achoichim. We compliment the Kodesh Baruch Hu back by saying he's Kitapuach. He's like an apple tree ba'atzei amongst the atzei King Doidi ben Abanim. That's you. What's good about being an apple tree? I come close to the apple tree. I want to be part of. I want to be nene from the apple tree. Betziloi chimarti v'yashavti. I desire to be in your shade. So you're providing for me. Number one is shade. Well, period, and you also provide me fruit. Musaik l'chiki is very sweet for them. So we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may be like a thorn, that we stand by our Emunah. But you are like an apple tree for us, Ben Abanim, Batayar. And the mile of the apple tree is twofold, that we get to be in your shade, A, and we get to eat your fruit. Okay? So, Rashi, Ilan Shel Tapuchim, Kishu Bein Ilan Yisrak, same idea. So, Rashi connected to the previous pasuk, same compliment, that when you are in a yar that doesn't provide, has no fruit bearing trees, the apple tree is very, very attractive. An apple is considered very.
So now we're talking about Hashem, we're talking about Klaisel.
And we're talking about Hashem, our compliment to Hashem now.
I mean, we're switching.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Kain doidi bein abanim. The doidi is Hashem. Bein abachurim adugma. Kach Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'kol ha'olam nivchar l'kach. B'tzilu himadati v'yashavti. U'medesh agada ha'tapuach hazeh ha'kol borchim himenu. Fi she'in lo tzel. L'maisa faker. Your tzel is not that great, according to the Medrash. No one else wants it. Just like the other Umos HaOlam did not want the Torah. She'in lo tzel. Kach. Baruch Hu Kola Umos Me'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'matan Torah. Aval Ani B'tzilu Yechimadati V'yashavti. I want it. You know why I sat there? Because it's that great. It's not that great, the shade of an apple tree. You know why I sat under it? Yechimadati, because I wanted it. That's why. But for me, I want it. So for me, it's great. El Beisai Adkan. Okay? That's Rashi's Pshat. And we'll get to the going next week.